Good luck to him for that. Now, you may not recognise him instantly, but East End musician Green Gartside from Squitty Politti is the same man you might have seen on Top of the Pops 20 years ago. Tonight, the band play live in London, part of their first tour in 26 years. Gary Crowley has been to meet up with the band, where their latest album has been recorded in Dalston.
Years on from that, and Squitty Politti are back with a new album and a new lineup. An album that was recorded just around the corner from here, and a band who were literally formed in this pub.
I was getting me down, took a train into town.
I moved to Hackney and started drinking here, and found Alyssa working behind the bar. And Roger walked in one day, didn't you? And Dave and Dickie just lived across the street, and suddenly there was a band.
Relaxing in the Dalston pub seems a long way from the recording studios of LA and New York, where Squitty Politti recorded their classic hits back in the 1980s. It was a journey, though, that Green didn't particularly relish.
I didn't enjoy being, you know, the little bit famous that I was, because I felt there was a lot of insincerity around, and a lot of, it made me feel uncomfortable, a lot of the attention, and, so I kind of gave it all up and ran away, really, for a while. But I'm kind of older and wiser now, so I'm able to enjoy it finally.
The new album, White Bread, Black Beer, is out now and has been quite rightly hailed as a classic by the music press. Green's pen has never been sharper and boasts a distinctive local flavour, too.
I guess it's introspective. It's more personal than anything I've ever done. I felt completely revitalised by the area, and so I put a little studio together in my house. And did all the album there, and it's all, yeah, it's Hackney, very Hackney.
The band play a long-awaited show in London tonight at the Scala in King's Cross.
We're going to rock.
We're going to rock, yeah, indeed.
And roll.
And roll. Oh, a little bit of roll as well, yeah.
Gary Crowley, BBC London News.
Now let's talk...